Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's comments about cutting childcare costs in Budget 2024 in today's Irish Times have raised concerns, both politically and within the childcare sector. In the interview, the Taoiseach cast doubt on Green Party Minister Roderick O'Gorman's plans to cut childcare costs by 50% by Budget 2024, saying, "We kind of did half of that in the last budget. I'm not sure we can go as far as 25% in the next one, but it is certainly our intention to bring about a further meaningful reduction in the cost of childcare for families." Well, this afternoon, both the Social Democrats and the Labour Party criticised the Taoiseach's comments, calling for clarity, and working parents are crying out for financial help. For reaction from the childcare sector on this, we're joined by Karen Clintz, CEO of Tigers Childcare, and you're welcome to the programme this evening, Karen. What is your reaction to what he had to say?
I suppose it's very disappointing for parents to hear, you know, that there's a lack of commitment on something that kind of was promised in the last budget and they expected to see come. I mean, the cost of childcare is incredibly prohibitive for most families. The Affordable Childcare Scheme is an excellent scheme. It's a scheme for the first time when it was introduced that really brought all children into the ability to be able to have early years education from an early age. And it's a means-tested programme that means the most vulnerable and the poorest in society have more or less most of their childcare paid for, and they were able to have early intervention. But the people that are hit the hardest are middle-income families. Any family earning over €60,000, still the cost of their childcare is prohibitively high.
The Taoiseach's reasoning for what he said, and he wasn't ruling anything in or out definitively either way, but I suppose he was suggesting that it's not going to go as far as 50%. But his reasoning for that was the way you have to do these things is pick an overall figure that is not going to make inflation worse or increase inflation, and then you work backwards from there. And his fear would be that if we included the spending that would be required to cut childcare by 50%, that could negatively affect inflation.
I mean, I don't think it would. I think, you know, really when we have to look at, like, I'm looking at childcare as a whole, as well as the cost of childcare to parents. We're sitting where we can't afford to pay colleagues at a rate, and we're hemorrhaging people from the sector. And so, as well as this concern that it's going to get, you know, that it's not going to be reduced for parents, there's actually a real concern that it's going to get more expensive for parents if services have to pull out of core funding and raise their fees to cover the cost of actually running their service. So it's perilous. And I suppose we have OECD, which is telling us that we should be spending 1% of our GDP, and we're spending 0.5% of our GDP. We have fabulous policies that have been introduced over the last few years, but we don't have the commitment from government to be able to fund those policies correctly, that they work. And actually, our policies, if they were implemented correctly, would be stand out worldwide.
Can you just remind us, because you mentioned core funding there, exactly how that worked? And that meant if you got involved in core funding, which is, I think, funding from the government specifically, that you couldn't increase your childcare fees. Is that right?
That's correct. So core funding came into play in October of last year, and it came in the back of the first pay scale being introduced. The government understood that providers couldn't afford to pay this without raising their fees, and we didn't want to have to raise fees for parents because, again, it is so expensive already. So the government stepped in and they made payments to providers to enable them to be able to up the pay scale. And signing up to that, I suppose, and you can understand what governments were trying to do. They didn't want funding to go into the sector and fees to continue to remain higher. And so they put a cap on those fees. It wasn't, it's a complicated system. So everyone didn't go in on the same fee. There was some services, you know, who went in on higher fees. And so they can be more competitive than others. But they did cap those fees. But what has happened since the introduction of the ERO is the cost of labour has continued to get higher, but the ERO is not moving in that direction. There currently is a joint Labour committee meeting on this, but they can't come to agreement at the moment, and they're just continuing to fight. And we as service providers, we either have to continue to pay at the higher levels without getting the funding in, and it just becomes unsustainable. And so providers then, you know, there's a mass amount of providers who are deciding, actually, I can't do it anymore and leaving the sector. Or, you know, they're just weighing things up and thinking, does core funding work for me? And really, at the centre of all of this is children and families who are sitting with, you know, a system that should be working but isn't.
And just and very briefly then, Karen, even if the government did put forward more money to reduce childcare fees by 50%, based on what you're saying there, would that money be enough to reduce childcare costs actively for parents by 50%, or would some of that have to go into paying staff the higher cost of labour?
Yeah, I think there's a mix. So they do need to fund both parts. I mean, parents need to be subsidised. Every single one of the programmes needs to be subsidised correctly. The parents, you know, shouldn't be missing out on what they are promised. Equally, core funding has to work and has to be funded at the right levels. And we're calling on the Labour Commission to actually look at pay scales and to put them where they should be, because once that is done, government have to react to that, because that is what we're paying.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. That's Karen Clintz.